New winter crisis looms. Tour is out now to save our NHS. Conor Rosoman, Brighton Socialist Party. The NHS is preparing for another winter crisis. According to a recent report by NHS providers, services are facing a winter even tougher than last year, as hospitals struggle under the effects of years of austerity. King George Hospital in Ilford has already announced the closure of its chemotherapy ward due to a lack of qualified nursing staff. Understaffing has become a serious issue, with 42,000 nursing vacancies in England alone. The Tory is planned to couple shortages with more cuts to training for new staff. Meanwhile, drugs manufacturers are charging vastly inflated prices for basic medications. Private companies steal millions of pounds from the NHS through extortionate markups. Everyday products like mouthwash are being sold for hundreds of times their original price. The recent Tory budget has promised a meager cash boost for NHS services. But chronic issues such as understaffing, rip-off private finance initiative contracts, and the rising costs faced by the NHS mean that this increase is not even enough to maintain services at their current level. In reality, this means more cuts. But recent local campaigns have shown that if we fight, we can win. Last year, a determined community mobilization saved Glenfield Children's Heart Centre. Thousands signed petitions and attended demonstrations to keep the centre open. Socialist Party members played a leading role and helped to link up the community campaign with the trade union movement. For example, Unite the Union General Secretary, Len McCluskey, backed the campaign. This victory was followed by successful campaigns to save Chatsworth Rehabilitation Ward and against privatisation in East Yorkshire. In both cases, a united struggle of health workers, their unions and the local community was central to scoring a victory. Now we need to build a movement on a national scale. Health unions should take the lead by initiating mass action. We can win a fully funded NHS, publicly owned and democratically controlled.